in Queensland. Thousands upon thousands have already booked their tickets to the show. Meanwhile, our roving reporter, Patty Beecham, has booked her ticket backstage. Patty's already met the technical director. Today, it's wigs and prosthetics.
Good morning, Joe here. You're head of the wig department. Love your name. Very appropriate. I bet you've heard that one a million times.
Many times.
Now, we're here in the wig room. Just describe what actually goes on here. What do you actually do to these wigs?
Well, they're all human hair wigs and they're all handmade. We have people that start at 9 o'clock in the morning and we go through till 11 at night, all on different shifts, and the wigs are all washed because they're human hair, so they're washed and set and then combed up and put on in the evening throughout the performance. There's approximately about 70 that we use during the performance, and there's facial hair and quick changes, so they sometimes they've got to come off really quickly.
So human hair, they're very long. There's a lot of bald people walking around.
Yes, it all comes from it's European hair, so it's very high quality. It takes approximately about 80 hours work in each wig to make, because it's all hand knotted, so it's single knots.
Every strand of hair is individually knotted?
That's right, yes. And they're all made for each person, so they have fittings. They come in and they're actually all made specifically for each person.
So how often are they washed?
It depends, really. Most of them probably get, you know, washed once a week. We roster them out because there's so many, we can't do them every day.
Good heavens. So how many people do you have working here? The whole room seems full of people with wigs.
We usually have a team of eight.
Got a favourite wig?
I think they're all lovely. They're all unique, and they all have their qualities about them, dressing, you know, for dressing them. They're all very special, very different.
Where do you get your inspiration for the hairstyles from?
Well, they're actually designed, a set design, and what we have is Bibles, which the designers have set up, and so we follow their patterns for it.
So does anything ever happen on stage, like their moustache falls off and their mouth is singing, or...?
Occasionally it has happened, but we try very hard to keep them on, but sometimes it's just against us to do that.
Now, Andy Dolling, head of what are you head of?
Prosthetics,
is that right?
That's right.
Andy Dolling, head of prosthetics. I knew that. How are you, Andy?
I'm well.
Now, we're in this little room and you're head of prosthetics. I knew that. Now, just describe what you're actually doing. Now, you've got these heads of
Rob and
Rob Guest,
yeah. And we pop bald caps on, and then I just glue all these pieces on.
These ugly pieces.
Yeah, the ugly pieces, make him ugly. And then I paint them, and then I put them on his head. It takes me about an hour and a quarter to put them on his head at night.
So every night of the performance, it takes Rob Guest an hour to put on the uglies.
Yeah. Actually a bit over an hour.
Depends if he's having a bad hair day, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you're saying this is a new one every night.
Because he sweats so much under the ball cap, you know, and when I take it off at night, I use a special glue remover. It's a really oily one, so it doesn't harm his skin at all. We need to take it off pretty quick at night because he's really hot after the performance.
I bet he is. He'd just want to have a good old scratch, wouldn't he?
He does.
You've got four of his heads there. How is that? How are they cast?
The guy who designed the makeup, Bob McCarran, he makes the plaster cast. We do a head cast of Rob.
His nose is chipped on that one.
Yeah, no, I dropped it.
Oh, aren't they funny?
Yeah. They're made out of latex.
Yeah, sort of foamy stuff.
It's really fun.
My bras used to feel like that, actually.
Yeah.
So when you go to parties and people say, "Hi, Andy, what do you do for a living?" You say, "I make moulded earpieces and ugly bits for Rob Guest's head."
Yeah. Yeah, I said, no, I don't. I just am a makeup artist and leave it at that.
Does he ever get cranky with you when you're having, you know, when he's having a bad day and you're having a bad day and it's taking an hour and a half instead of an hour and a bit to put the thing on?
No, it's usually quicker then because you want to get out. No, he's really good. We, you know, we have a good time together. We just laugh a lot.
Do his ugly bits ever fall off on stage?
No. Thank God.
Better go and tell the wig people because their wigs fall off sometimes. Their moustaches do, they too.
Yeah, the moustaches flap a bit. But no, Rob, it's pretty good because Rob doesn't sweat that much anymore.
What do they do when you're doing this? Do they sort of whistle to themselves or practice their voice up or what?
We watch Seinfeld. We have the telly on. We just watch telly and, you know, the news. But
I don't believe that's on the ABC, actually.
But we watch the ABC news, though. Yeah. So what do we watch on ABC?
Snapshot.
Maybe that's it.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, it's great.
Yeah, it's good fun. Have you seen the show?
I saw it in Melbourne, but I've never seen behind here. I've never seen his ugly bits laying out on the table ready to be painted.
You people have.
You're right.
Thanks, Andy. That's okay.
Fascinating stuff, that story from Patty, even though she couldn't say prosthetics, but amazing that mask takes an hour to put on every night, and they have to use a new one every day. Looking forward to it. Phantom of the Opera, opening Thursday night at QPAC. Nearly a quarter to 8:00.